Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to Relationship Marketing 101 on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the JV Queen and the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week at noon, each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got an awesome show lined up for you this week. My co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, is on vacation in Sedona, Arizona, and we are all wishing her a great vacation. She's really, really deserving of it. And in her place, Rhonda has lined up an awesome guest that I've been looking forward to talking to today. The last several shows, we've been talking about expecting miracles. And our guest today is someone who has experienced a miracle in his own life. He is Chris Downs from hisfarm.org. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Gina. How are you doing today?
I am awesome, and you?
Same. I am blessed.
That is awesome. So why don't we get started by just having you introduce yourself, tell us a little bit of your story, and we'll move in from there to talking about miracles and how they have affected your life and mine as well.
Okay. Again, my name is Chris Downs. I was born in Washington State. I started farming and ranching when I was 13 years old. I worked for a veterinarian, so I learned a lot about veterinary medicine, as well as how to build a relationship with animals, so they learn to trust you, and it makes life a lot more fun when you work with animals that you know. I went into the Navy, was on board submarines, just at the end of the Vietnam War, got out, started a business, gas station, grocery store, restaurant, and trailer park, until I decided I didn't like work 20 hours a day, 6 and 7 days a week.
Yeah, so that gets old fast, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So I turned that business over to my family, and they ran it for a while, and then I went into aviation, got my airframe and power placement. It was something I've always wanted to do. So I got my pilot's license, my airframe and power plant license, and started working for Continental Airlines. And when they closed down the Denver facility, I went to work for Boeing. Boeing, I crushed my spine. So that was the end of my aviation mechanics. But I started getting back into the things I enjoy, which is being outside, landscaping, property management, and ended up my wife and I helping design and build private estates and private islands and lawns. And then from there, when my wife got ill with cancer, we moved back to land, and I managed a thoroughbred breeding farm.
Wow.
I enjoyed working with horses again, which is a great experience, because if you're doing something they don't like, they tell you very quickly.
And how long ago was that?
That was 6 years ago. And when I left from there, I went into, my brother started a company, started in the basement of a house, doing dental, waterline infection control products. And now he has, the company has grown enough to be worldwide. That's a lot of...
Wow.
And it's the first company to ever get a really good rating from the EPA and safe also. It's using a stabilized silver, which is for thousands and thousands of years. But while there, I had 8 heart attacks, and you know the stress of R&D and starting a new company can be a little intense. So the last year, while I was still working, I decided I need to do something online, and that is where, after chasing one shiny object to the other, I was blessed with meeting you, and my life has improved tremendously since.
Oh my goodness, Chris, what a story, what a background.
Thanks, a little bit diverse.
It really is. You just seem to love life.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
So you and I first met last summer, right? End of the summer.
Yes, in August.
So how did we end up meeting, and what brought you to where you're at today?
Well, I had purchased a webinar, in-person webinar from another marketer, and he was unable to fulfill that event. So he introduced me to you. He gave me a strategy session with you. And from the moment I met you, it was like a relief. I was so confused, and in internet marketing, there were so many things available. And plus, at the same time, I was in and out of the hospital, you know, working to stay alive. And once I met you, a lot of the stress just went away. It's like, what a breath of fresh air.
Funny how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been blessed with so many different things, but one of the best has been the relationships that have been created since I met you. Go ahead.
Let's talk a little bit about what the last 6 months have been like. When you and I first met, your health was really not in a great place, was it?
No, my health was... I was looking at a heart transplant. I think my first 2 or 3 months I spent more of that I met you. I was in and out of the hospital more than I was doing anything.
Yeah, I remember that well.
So I had a pacemaker installed. My first heart attack. I'm a typical male. I thought it was probably a cold. Finally, after a week, I went to the doctor. He said I had asthma. Gave me an inhaler. Got worse. Then I ended up in the emergency room after 2 weeks, and they said, "No, you've been having a heart attack for 2 weeks." And my heart was diagnosed pretty much dead. And had 27% function of my heart.
Oh, my goodness. So while you're doing all of this stuff to help save your life, essentially, you're also thinking about starting a business on the Internet. What kind of a business were you thinking about starting back then?
Well, I wasn't quite sure, but I know I wanted it to be something I enjoyed. So I tried things that I didn't enjoy, thinking, well, I could just make money with them. And I found out that what I don't enjoy is very difficult to make money with because there's no path.
Yeah, it really works that way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But what I do enjoy, again, is, as I told you, is working with horses and dogs and gardening and just helping people build their dream home. I found that that's one thing I excel at. So that's you helped me focus on. So, and since I've helped a lot of women with farms and their dream home, and my wife loves gardening, especially organic gardening and herbs, that is what I decided to do since I met you.
So, as you're trying to get this business figured out, get it off the ground, what's been going on with your health? Are you still waiting for heart transplant?
Nope, I don't need a heart transplant anymore. Since I left the job I was at, stress went away. I've been eating healthier, surrounding myself with positive people that are, you know, all involved in, you know, Directions University, and people, of course, in my church also. But it's first thing I worked on was a mindset, and so you've showed me how to change my mindset, and so I've gone from needing a heart transplant. People were wondering if I was going to die while I'm sitting in front of them, to now the doctors that I see tell me I'm abnormal because I was told my heart would never get better. 27% would be it, 37% with the pacemaker. And now I'm at 46% heart function without any additional drugs, and actually been able to get off quite a few drugs.
Pretty amazing.
Absolutely. Like you
so
said,
when you say you worked on mindset, what does that mean?
Well, how do I have a positive mindset? Knowing that what I'm doing, well, first of all, I found out that I'm totally awesome and I just can't help it. That's the way God created me, his image.
So true, you are totally awesome, Chris. One of my favorite people I've ever met in my life.
Thank you. But I found that out because of what you have shown me and your confidence and your the way you've helped me look at myself. And just from seeing you, because you are totally awesome. I know you can't help it, because that's the way God created you. And I saw myself in you and what I wanted to do, and I thought, wow, this woman loves me enough to help me and cares for me and agrees with me. Who am I to think any less of myself?
So let's talk about concrete things that people can do to experience this in their lives. You and I are both people who have experienced miracles in our life. And I know that for some people, it's kind of hard to believe that miracles really can and do happen because they haven't experienced it in their lives yet. What can other people do to really find miracles happening for them too?
Well, one of the first things is to slow down and take a break and remember that the first thing we have control over is the thoughts we think and the words we speak and the actions we take. It becomes a habit. And I had been in the habit of, I'm not worthy, I shouldn't, why, what's different about me? Well, what's different about me is I'm blessed, and we all are. We all have the opportunity to choose what we think and how we speak every single morning. What is my attitude going to be like? What do you want out of life? What is your passion? What are the things you enjoy doing rather than do I just want to get by? And that's one of the things the mindset told me is, have a positive mindset and look around, and there's miracles every day all around us. The fact that you're still around is a miracle, and your story just amazed me the first time I heard it. Every time I'm blessed to hear you give your testimony of your miracle healing. I think that was probably one of the first things I knew that it happened, but once you told me about it, it was like, that's what I want. I want a positive life to make it help people.
And it's not that you and I have done anything different. It's not that we have some gift that others don't have. It really is something that anyone can do in their own lives, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that you told me is, first, get rid of all the negative things in my life that I draw used to draw to me, like the news all the time. It's always five bad things, and then there's weather. But in life, there's so many more good things all around us. Be around people that have a positive attitude. Be around people that are here to help another, to lift each other up.
Seems so simple, right? Like, why would anyone not do that to start with? But boy, when you really stop to look at your life, it is something that most people don't do, isn't it?
Right. It's like you get bombarded with so much negativity, it becomes a habit. And I think that's where I got into it, is watching TV or hearing people say, well, you can't do that, because only people that are like business. You know, business is really a relationship of people helping people, and that money is just a form of energy that says, I appreciate the change you've made in my life. Let me show you my appreciation. It's not people in business aren't there just to make more and more money. It's to make a difference and be appreciated for, so they can take that energy or that money and use it to help more people.
And, you know, the other day I was thinking about this, and I was looking at examples of businesses that have been successful, businesses that have failed. And one of the things I really realized was those businesses that exist just to make money for their creators or their owners, they really end up going out of business so often. Those that are really built not with the money in mind first, but with the making a difference and really touching people's lives first, they tend to be the businesses that are around for a long time to come.
Yes.
Very interesting how that works.
And any time I've gone to work for money, it hasn't been that enjoyable. But when it's something that I do because I have a passion for, and you've pointed it out, I spent my high school years loving what I did. I always had money. I didn't worry about it because that wasn't my focus. It was making a difference. And then when I got out of the service, it was, oh, I have to make money so I could, live. And so a completely different mindset. It was chasing the money rather than being of service.
Yeah, and while you made money, look at what the result was in terms of your health. Yeah, it made you money, but at what price?
Mm-hmm. At the price of my health. I spent all the extra money I ever made went into medical bills, doctor bills, moving around to try and figure out what am I going to do next. Like you taught me, it's a shiny object. Doesn't matter what that shiny object is, a bigger house or something else, but there was no passion. I still always enjoyed the animals, and for me just to go and even sit and watch horses run in a field or go up to the mountains and be quiet, those were always the most enjoyable times, and they still are.
So the niche that you are in is one that isn't necessarily an easy niche to bring to the internet. I mean, how do you help people build better farms using the internet? So
right.
How has what you know and what you've done been able to translate into a business that uses the power of the internet?
Well, there's a lot of forums, and there's a lot of people that are, especially nowadays, that want to get back to what is healthy. And by being able to help them realize their dreams, can you imagine having your home pay for your expenses for that home and provide you a healthy lifestyle with good organic food and peace, to be able to look out and know that everything around you is healthy. When people come over, It's a nice, calm, and relaxing place, and it's enjoyable. It's what you've dreamed of all your life, or when you finally found your purpose and passion. Even if it's just a weekend getaway or a summer getaway, once you're there, you can be yourself and just feel that joy and share it with
them. My goodness, what a wonderful vision. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. And that's one thing I noticed when we were managing a private island. We had people that were in such a big hurry to get to the island, they forgot that getting to their property on there, the journey was part of the enjoyment, because we used to go across San Juan. We had a boat. The only way to get there was private boat or a float plane. And then you would come onto the island. It was just beautiful. But the trip across the water, I had times where I was going across the water in our boat and seeing orcas come up. I was able to just shut the boat off and let the orcas, you know, it was a nice, warm, sunny day. There was boats all around, the orcas trying to watch them, and I just watched them from a distance. And they came up by my boat, went underneath. I was able to watch them go underneath my boat, and one orca turned its head a little bit, and I could see right into its eye, and it was just, for me, a magical moment, just to that short little connection to see such a nice, large, beautiful animal and just feel at peace with it. And that journey back and forth, there was always something magical and miraculous about that.
So as you've been on this journey the last 6 months, experiencing better health, getting direction for your business, has the money happened too?
It's coming in from areas where I never thought it would come in, where I was struggling before just to make bills. The money's coming in places I never thought. I haven't made money from my website yet, but the money to build it and the money for my courses seem to come in from just helping other people. Well, let me help you with this, or let me help you with that, or let me show my appreciation to you. And as I build my business and get my products online, I know it will continue to grow.
Now, this is the part that I really want our listeners to really get, because this is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
If you really are allowing yourself to have an entire positive life, the thoughts you think, the words you speak, the actions you take, the people in your life, and you're really finding your purpose and following your passion, the money really does come in. Not necessarily in the way that traditionally you would think it would, but it comes from so many different places just because you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you think this works for everybody like this?
I think it works for anybody as long as they're focused on their dream and passion and they're focused on serving. I mean, my wife and I are always amazed, because there's, in the last 6 months, times where we think, okay, where are we going to get money to pay our mortgage? And when we focused on those things, it was looking at it negatively. Now we look at, it's amazing where the money comes from when we need it. If the money's always there, something happens, we're blessed, and we're getting more than we have in a long time. But we're not focused on it. We're focused on helping others first.
And, you know, this is exactly how I was able to pay off the $9.9 million in medical bills that I had. It wasn't necessarily that I created a product, I put it on my website, I drove traffic, I made sales happen. But the money really always was there. It never was there a time where I needed my medication and the money wasn't there. It just came from so many different places and so many different ways. And the more I did to really make a difference, to really serve openly without putting my attention on the money, the easier it was to have enough to cover everything.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been for us also. There is no lack. That's the amazing thing, is when you think about it, you look all around us and there's so much abundance all around us. Why not just allow it to come to you?
Right. Now, there's one other really unique thing about you. I don't know if you've even realized this piece being as unique as it is. But from the day we met, you have never once doubted anything I've taught you. You fully trust when I tell you if you do this, you'll get that. You believe it from the minute you hear it. You then go and do it expecting the result. And guess what? The result happens. Is that something that you think is unique about you?
Well, I didn't think so. Because I believe you, I trust you. I've seen just how amazing you are. And you are and continue to be an answer to prayer for me. I finally decided to just, you showed up when I was ready. Gave it
well,
to God.
It really is something unique about you, Chris. So often, and you know, I really blame this on society and the internet today. There are so many people out there saying things that really don't ring true, that really don't work, that
mm-hmm.
so many people are now questioning, will anything work? Can I really believe that what this person says will do it? They might believe it at a conscious level, at least enough to try it, but they don't believe that what they're doing really will bring about the result subconsciously and in every part of their body and soul. And guess what? The results don't happen. So there's a big
yeah.
lesson in that for our listeners, and that is really find one or two people who you really can wholly trust. Find a way within yourself to really embrace the fear of trusting someone and believe it and do it anyway, and the results really can happen in your life too.
Absolutely. The thing that I appreciate so much about you is I see your vision completely from my viewpoint as just a miracle in itself, where you started helping people find their direction, and a whole community has grown up around it of people that love one another, trust one another, and all they want to do is help one another and their customers and the people they meet. See, that to me is what life is all about. How do we love one another?
Can you imagine if we could get every entrepreneur in the world together, all of us working together to improve all of our lives and the lives of every person we touch? Wow.
Yeah. And like you said, it's. I used to think one way, you know, you need to give, 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 and don't worry about yourself, but that's not true. If I don't love myself enough to take care of myself, and I've proven that in before I started, that is, I can't survive. How am I going to make a difference if I'm not alive? I can't.
Really, really true. And there have been many people in the Directions University community that have really made a big impact on your life and it helping you to experience this miracle that you're experiencing right now. I think we would be really remiss if we didn't talk about who those people were and the impact that they've been able to make on your life, too.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to share. One of the first people that had helped me was, I was always in such pain, and Leanne Blake gave me a thing from a little MP3 from Dr., which helped me concentrate on not being in pain to focus on the healthy stuff. But I still wasn't quite sure what my passion was, what my purpose was. So I met Robert and Terry Taltry on How to Live on Purpose. And that's between the direction, knowing the direction, knowing what my purpose is, what my passion is, things started flowing even better. I mean, they even have the miracle mind shift right now, which I'm doing also, which has really showed me where my stinking thinking did come from. If I can use that.
Oh, what a great way to say it. What a great way to say it. I love that.
To healing that. And one of the things that has helped me so tremendously with my life is the right mindset, but also breathing. Carrie Tucker with the Heart Failure Solutions and the Life Breath Club, is the doctors were amazed when I showed them the breathing exercises they did, and they said, "How did you do that?" And I told them it's through breathing, through diet. Robert and Terry Taltry and Terry also said, "You need to watch what you're eating," and started looking around. Rhonda has, I mean, she's always giving golden nuggets of information, and what a positive, uplifting life she has. I mean, just her life is a miracle in and of itself, too. I think she's done. Dr. Ina has helped also. She talked to Heather and I, and it changed the communication between Heather and I with her course. If you don't have a good communication between the caregiver and the person receiving the care, it can be a stress among itself. Like my wife,
and can really affect both the health of the patient and the health of the caregiver.
Absolutely, it's got to be a team effort. You know, when you're together, not just I'm going to take care of you. You lay back and I'll tell you what to do, because I'm afraid something might happen if you move. You can't be a. I told her, I said, I can't just be your pretty boy sitting in the couch.
Right.
I have to. It's my responsibility. This is the body that I've been given. I'm getting the mindset. Now I'm getting the body back that I need. A new heart. Robert Taltry told me, a friend of his saw a vision where you could go and, you know, it's not in this world. It's not a room here. But you can go and see what you need, and then you can choose it. So I went into this room all bright white, and I said, I needed a new heart. That's what I want. It's strong. And since that time, my heart has increased in efficiency tremendously. When that has amazed the doctor.
And it's not just that you feel better. I mean, medically, the tests say you are better.
Absolutely. I used to have chemical stress tests because they did not think I would survive a actual physical stress test. But after the last chemical stress test I had, they said, well, your heart's improved. That can't be right. So let's put you through the physical stress test. And when I went through the physical stress test, the doctor that was standing there said, there's got to be something wrong with these readings. There's no way your heart improves. It will never improve. I said, oh, yes, it will. I know it will. It already has, and it's going to continue. And so since they've seen me again in person after that test, I've been able to give them my testimony about everyone that has helped me in what I'm doing now and the changes in my life. They're going, that's great. Keep doing it.
Pretty amazing when you can dazzle doctors in that way, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's because I'm now surrounded by a community of like-minded people, that positive mindset and living in abundance.
That's really what it's all about. And for our listeners, you really can expect miracles in your own life too when you apply what Chris is sharing with you today. It really does work over and over and over again if you really believe and really apply and use it in your life. As you've been on this journey, one of the other things I've really seen is that your vision for your own life and where it's going to be a few years from now has gotten clearer and clearer and clearer. I remember the day that I said to you, Chris, I get the feeling that what you're seeing in your mind is something the equivalent of a high-definition video, but the words you're using to describe it to me are kind of the pencil sketch version of it. And the minute I gave you permission to share the vision in high def instead of a pencil sketch, oh my goodness, the clarity you have about your goals and where you want to go. Let's talk about that for a little bit. And let's talk about, you know, how other people can really use that. What did you do to make that happen?
Well, I know the life that I've always wanted to live. So one of the first things I did is I drew plans for the house that I wanted. And then I, it's two stories. It's got a pool in the middle. It's got a garden around the pool. It's made out of adobe. So the upstairs where our private apartment section is for the house. It's where Heather and I live, and we can stand out on our deck and see the rest of the farm. Minimum of 40 acres. It's got a little runway and hangar in it for flying an airplane, a Cessna 180. It's got a Robinson R-22 helicopter in it. It's red. The garden is within vision and within walking distance from our house. It's a little bit over an acre, but it has fruit trees and it's all organic. And we have a barn on the other side of the house. It has some horses in it, so I can go for horseback ride.
And you probably even know how many horses and the colors of the horses, don't you?
Absolutely. And the thing is that the more I thought about the life that I wanted, the more things that popped up. But not just the picture of them, the feel of them, the smell of them, what they look like, what they do, where I go riding at or where we flying, but the smell. And the more I use my all my senses, the better the picture becomes. And I have pictures of our different portions of our house on a dream wall in front of my computer right here, things that Heather would like and what I like. And then we are building the house around those.
And this is a big deal for me when I experienced my miraculous transformation a few years ago. I had been using visualization for years. I had worked with expert after expert after expert on the topic of visualization. But it wasn't until a few years ago when I went through my transformation that I really realized that if all I'm going to do is close my eyes and see a picture and not get all of my other senses involved in it, usually it wasn't very easy to manifest the outcome that I wanted. On the other hand, if I could really experience that vision fully, using all my senses, especially as you said, the sense of smell. I cannot tell you how important the sense of smell is to manifesting what you want. If I could do that, I could actually cause that reality to become real right this minute. And any time that I could do that, it was so much easier to really manifest it for real. And I think that's the same thing you're experiencing too.
Yes. You know how when you're in around apple trees or peach trees and they're blooming and it's nice and warm and the grass is green, feels nice under your feet, take in a deep breath, you can smell those different smells and close your eyes and just be engulfed by the warm sun and those smells. I remember those, and if you have never smelt them, there's ways to get that smell, even if it's in your imagination. Just think of what a peach smells like, or a fresh apple, and remember those as you're looking at your vision with your eyes closed. Enjoy it.
Have you made any changes in the people that are in your life, other than you're part of this new community?
Yes. Other than in the community, actually, I have met here recently because of the community, people who are of the same mindset that are looking to do farming or are just starting their internet business with herbs and natural cures that I'll be able to interview and put information on the website and then help them in some way. Maybe joint ventures. It just depends on the relationship grows from the initial meeting. You know? But I do see a group of people coming together that have pretty much vision with different expertise that we work together and help each other, but also make a big impact on other people's lives at the same time.
Absolutely.
Some of the people that I see coming into my life is separate from my business, but some of the things I like to do is if I'm a veteran, I want to help returning veterans. I know what it's like to come back with a negative attitude. How do I help them come and get back to their passion? They don't have to go through 35 years of what the heck am I here for attitude. Come back, teach them how to farm, be a caretaker if that's their passion, and then also help people that are starting a farm to get some either caretakers or an intern, and eventually they can start their own farm, as well as single mothers that also want to do the same thing if they have children or not. But putting people together is what my philanthropic. Sorry, can't just remember how to say that word. But that is just part of the joy that I've experienced is to be able to help others do the same.
And this month is the month that you have been actually doing things on your website for the first time, right?
Yes.
How has that been going?
That's been doing well. I've got about, I think, 30 blogs on the website. And one of the other directions, University of Technical Part, he helped me, and then so we're going to work together, and he can do the part that I don't. I can do the that he does, and we can work together and help each other out. And that happened.
Oh,
just,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that just happened a few days ago, and we were study buddies. Found him on the forum. He was looking for a study buddy, and I was looking for one also. Posted, and we just started talking to each other on a daily basis. Where you're at, what you hate to do, holding each other accountable, and we found out what our strengths were and our weaknesses were, and we're kind of opposites on what our strengths and weaknesses are, so we decided just yesterday or day before that we could work together, and again, that was brought about because of the community that you created, having a positive attitude.
Well, hisfarm.org is your website. And it is really looking good. I love the fact that it looks, it has so many images in it that are just fun.
Uh-huh.
You can't look at the site and not really get a feel for who you are.
Do you like the two potatoes?
I love the two potatoes. They are so you.
Yeah, I really am enjoying it. I'm finding myself as I write now, rather than just doing something to get it done. What I'm thinking about when I write is, how do I help someone else out so it makes sense? We're starting our plants inside the house, except for when I take little nibbles now and then of the spinach or the chives.
Well, make sure you don't eat it all.
Absolutely, I won't eat it all.
That's too funny. And as you've been starting to get word onto your blog, get the content in there, and start driving traffic, are you starting to build relationships through it as well?
Absolutely. People have come to it. I've interviewed a woman named Diane who gave me her life story and let me interview her and told me about how she started in organic gardening. She's in Oklahoma. She gave me some just great information. Now she has an organic garden, or excuse me, a 5-acre organic farm, and what her dreams are, and then what were the things that she went through that she would have loved to have help with. And then she's got a website that we're going to, once I get a little bit more myself, we're going to link back and forth with each other and just stay in touch. And then, you know, how do we help each other? She talked to me and introduced me to CSA, which is Community Supported Agriculture. So even if you don't like to garden, but you like organic gardening, you can find someone that's an organic gardener and say, hey, I'll go into you, I'll help you pay the expenses, and I'll buy 25% of whatever you harvest. And then here's the money up front. It helps them, and it also helps you because you know you're going to get good, healthy, organic food, so everybody wins.
Oh, wow. What a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And that just came from mindset and asking questions and following everything that you've taught me.
Wow. So she just found you through your website.
Actually, I found her on a website when I was doing my research on women organic. And I thought, you said just talk to people and see if they're willing to talk to you and give you some insight. So that's what I did.
That's awesome, Chris. That's really awesome. It really can be that easy, can't it?
Absolutely.
I can hear the joy in your voice of just everything you're doing that you are loving so much. Is there anything that does get you stuck?
Emotionally or mindset?
Both.
No. That may sound weird, but nothing. I mean, I am got so much to be thankful. I'm one of the wealthiest people that I know of.
And that's a big deal. Most people really can name off tons of things that get them stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 6 months especially, you have developed skills that can help you ensure that there is no such thing as being stuck.
Absolutely.
If you've got the skills, if you've got the mindset, and if you've got the relationships that you can tap into any time something feels even a little bit hard, there is no such thing as getting stuck.
Exactly. All I have to do is ask the right question.
That's a big golden nugget for our listeners. All you have to do is ask the right question.
If I'm having a challenge, I will stop and do some breathing just to calm myself, and then I'll ask the question. Okay, I'm not very good at this part. It's not my strong, it's not my strength. How do I get this done, or how do I become strong in this section of my life and allow it to resolve itself? And then I let it go, and the answer answer just shows up.
That's pretty awesome. It's very related to the question that I ask, which is, what is my outcome? And then my next question is, if that's my outcome, what needs to happen to get me there? So who do I know that can help me make this a reality? What resources do I have that can make this a reality? What are the steps that would need to happen in order to make this a reality? Same question, basically.
Yes. And I think that's what I think of when I know maybe I'm having a challenge. I didn't say the word outcome, but I envision the outcome, and I see it, and then I ask questions. Okay. And then I'll talk to someone, or I'll ask you, or ask on a forum or on a mastermind, or talk. Now I can speak with my study buddy and partner in David Jeters. I can talk to the tall trees. I can talk to Carrie. Carrie is amazing at what she's done and how much she's changes gone through just in the last 2 months. And what a joy it is to see someone grow so much and enjoy what they're doing. I mean, she's very passionate about what she does, and as are the tall trees and everyone else. Just to see it happen in front of my eyes, how could I even possibly think that there's any stumbling blocks or any reason to worry about anything? When I see it happening, the abundance just happening, and the light go on in so many different people, I get to learn as they learn and get to see how they implement it in this community, and just see and hear the joy in their voices and in their websites also, and from you. I mean, every time we have a call, it's like, what's the next thing that's happening? What's the next miracle? It's like candy for the mind and the soul. What can be more joyful than to see that abundance and seeing it shared? And so I do appreciate you very much for that. You're rubbing off on me, and I'm so thankful for that.
I am as well. So let me see if I can put some order to some action steps for our listeners to take. So what I've heard you say so far is it starts with the mindset. Look at the thoughts you think, the words you speak, the actions you take, and make sure that you're bringing abundant positivity to all of them. As you're starting with the mindset, you're improving the mindset. The next real key element is really get clear on your vision or your outcome. What do you want? Where do you want to be? What things do you want in your life? Say 1 to 3 years from now. It doesn't have to be like 80 years from now. Make it manageable. 1 to 3 years from now. What do you want that to look like? See it as a high-definition video, not a pencil sketch or caricature. Get all of your senses involved in it. Get the sense of smell, the sense of touch, the taste, hear it, feel it, be it. And as you get the clarity around your dreams and your goals, make sure that it is really something that is letting you live your life on purpose in a way that follows your passion. And once you've got those first two elements, the mindset and the vision, then take action.
Yes, and that's what you taught all along. What a perfect system it is to a life of abundance.
It's a good way to say it.
Yes.
And as you're taking action, keep in mind that the more you can really go out there and make a difference for others, the easier it will be to manifest everything that you want for both your life and your business. If you can focus on making a difference, focus on serving, focus on helping other people, you will get more of what it is that you want to.
Yeah.
And it really is a pretty simple formula. Really, really is.
You know, people are growing organic gardens to simplify their lives, but our mind is a garden also. We just need to nurture it with positive fuel and give it everything it needs to grow.
Ooh, I love that. I really love that. I've never thought of the mind in that way, but it really is a garden, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I will add to our show notes for today links to all of the amazing people that you've mentioned. Julianne Blake is Dr. Wow from BeHereWow.com. And the product that Chris was talking about is called Kicking Chronic Pain. It's a 20-minute guided relaxation imagery audio that Julianne created with my doctor, Dr. Joel Ying. And it is an incredible meditation, relaxation, exercise that it walks you through. You use that in your life every day, don't you?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
It's certainly what I use for everything from getting rid of a cold to getting enough energy to get through the day to anything else I really want to have in my life. And Carrie Tucker, the Life Breath Coach from HeartFailureSolutions.com, who has a new product out called the Breathing Handbook, which is a big part of the breathing that you've been doing. Robert and Terry Talltree from HowToLiveOnPurpose.com, and what they're working on right now, the Miracle Mind Shift, which we talked about on last week's show. If you missed it, go find the show from March 6th with Robert and Terry Talltree. That was an incredible show. Rhonda Del Baccio, my co-host, ProfitableStorytelling.com. Did I miss anybody? Ina. Dr. Ina Gilmore from CaregivingWithPurpose.com, who has a wonderful product out about thriving in caregiving, which is awesome. And me. Okay, I'll include me too. If you really want to get more info about the whole system that Chris has used to experience miracles in his life, the best way to get started is through the 30-Day I Am Challenge, 30dayiamchallenge.com. It really walks you through this whole process, starting with the mindset, then helping you get clear about what your profitable passion is, what that translates to, and figuring out what your goals are for 3 years from now. And then all the other stuff that turns that into a reality, like how to set up your website, what to do with your products, etc. You'll find it all for free at 30dayiamchallenge.com. So I'll make sure we get all of those links into the show notes so that other people can experience this for themselves too. But I saw today with what you shared, Chris, how much the DU community is really responsible for the miracles you're experiencing. It's not just me or my products. It really is the whole community and the people that it attracts.
Yeah.
And that's just awesome. That is really awesome.
Can I also add that you've started the Shortcut Group with Renee?
Yes.
I mean, I am always hearing of her doing some helping different people out, and it's her passion. It's what she does. And it's, like I said, every week it's amazing to see how much you care and how many people together. And you are appreciated because you are awesome. And I know you know that because I'll continue to tell you so.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. And if you guys want to talk to Chris a little bit more, he's usually on our gold calls for the 30-Day Challenge every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. So go ahead and get yourself registered now at 30dayiamchallenge.com and come talk to me and Chris on Wednesday afternoons. Chris, it has been my pleasure having you on our show today. Keep expecting miracles and keep having miracles happen in your life every day. You are awesome, and I am so grateful for you being a part of my world. Thank you to all of our listeners today. It has been a great hour and a great show. We will be next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks so much, Chris.
Welcome. Thank you.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.